Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. A light of revelation to the Gentiles in glory for your people Israel. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for the purification according to the law of Moses, the parents of Jesus took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, according to the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted. And you yourself have sought your peace, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Simeon is a holy man. He said he was lucky to see the Savior before he died. And he foretold the suffering of Heavenly Mother. In fact, at the feet of the cross, our Heavenly Mother saw the heart of Jesus at peace by a spear. You can imagine, as a mother seeing her son suffering so a cruel death, as a mother, he suffered loneliness. But he offered everything in unity with the Lord for our salvation. Thank you, Heavenly Mother, that you share the suffering of Jesus for our sake. Let us live like you also in our daily life, to share the suffering of Jesus so that we can witness the love of God for human being. It's so true that the letter of St. John is saying that when we love our brother, we are living in the light. When we say we love, that means we have to sacrifice for the sake of others. Suffering has its own its meaning, to share the love. When we love, we are in the light. So thank you, Jesus, that you share your life with us. Also share your light with us. Teach us to follow you closely, with whole heart, whole mind, to love the neighbor. You expect us to love like you. That means to love unconditional, with a love that is always ready to sacrifice ourselves for others. Jesus, we are so weak. Give us strength like you. Our Heavenly Mother, give your strength. Pray for us so we can always like you, to open our heart, to love, to suffer.